I'm speaking with Wayne Mitchell with Fagen Inc., which is one of the largest companies in the world that makes ethanol plants. And Wayne, I know you're in South Florida, just about ready for the first race of the Indy Racing League season, and I think there's some exciting news, but before we get to that, why don't you first of all just tell me a little bit about what you do for Fagen, you know, what's your title, and what do you do for the company?
Okay, my title is Senior Vice President, and I do sales and marketing and project development.
With this first race of the season, it'll be the first time that all of the cars will be using a blend that contains ethanol, a fuel, in the vehicles. And I understand that we have some really exciting news because there, as I understand it, there was a record broken. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about what happened here when they were doing their qualifying runs.
Yeah, as I understand it, there was a new track record set today.
How would you describe what that means for ethanol as a high-performance, as kind of proof that it's a high-performance fuel option?
Yeah, it really does demonstrate that. We've been trying to convince people for years that ethanol is a high-performance fuel. You know, it's high-octane, clean-burning, renewable fuel, and we've got some evidence today of that fact.
Well, as a board member of the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, how do you feel here with this first race about to start, and what do you think this means for the people who are manufacturing and making the fuel?
Yes, I'm excited to be a part of you know, the IndyCar series, to have them embrace our fuel at 10% level this year and then going to a 100% next year. And I think we're going to have some real visibility and great opportunity this year to demonstrate the performance side of our fuel.
Can you just give us a little bit of information about how the Ethanol Promotion Information Council is involved with the Indy Racing League, and in particular supporting one of the racing teams?
Well, through Ray Hall Letterman, we're sponsoring car number 17 this year, one of three cars in Ray Hall Letterman. And along with that sponsorship and commitment to Indy Racing, we hope the league is also moving, you know, into ethanol 10% this year again, and into 100% ethanol next year.
What would you say to the nation's farmers who are producing the grain, which is primarily the source for making ethanol right now, and for the people who are involved in the whole ethanol production business, about how important it is to have this kind of promotion for the fuel to accomplish the objectives of the organization?
I think as far as promoting the ethanol and demonstrating the performance side of the fuel and the quality clean burning properties of the fuel, I don't think there is any better venue than the IndyCar Series and Indy Racing League.
Thank you very much. That's Wayne Mitchell with Fagen Incorporated, one of the board members for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.